This is the LA Local Evening Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back each weekday afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
5:03, I'm Rob Archer, and good afternoon. SoCal Edison is still billing people in RPV who had their power shut off in a potentially dangerous methane leak in Ventura. But first, baseball history, as you heard on CBS News, made this afternoon in Miami.
Shohei Ohtani starts the 50-50 club!
That call by Joe Davis on Sportsnet LA as Ohtani became the first ever MLB player to hit more than 50 homers and steal more than 50 bases in a season. Actually finished on 51-51 as he hit three homers, stole two bases in the game against the Marlins. LA Times baseball writer Bill Shaken says it's an amazing achievement. It is unlikely to be equaled.
I don't know that you could say never, but they've been playing baseball for 150 years and nobody's done it. So it would certainly take a lot. It takes a lot to have the ability to hit even 30 home runs. It takes a lot to have the ability to steal even 30 bases. There's only, you know, five guys in that 40-40 club, and he just went 50-50.
And 50th homer for Ohtani came in the seventh inning, an opposite field two-run shot. Dodgers won the game 20-4. Sealing their place in the playoffs, and that means Ohtani can now look ahead to its first ever MLB playoff game. Southern California Edison admits it made a mistake by billing people on the Rancho Palos Verdes Peninsula who had their power shut off because of landslides. Emily Valdez reports.
There's about 240 homes in Rolling Hills and Rancho Palos Verdes who've had their power cut off because of the slow-moving landslides. But now some of those people say while Edison cut their power off, they're still billing them. Nikki says after Edison cut her power off, she took action on her own.
I had to literally call them and cancel my power service. I would have gotten billed, yes.
I reached out to an SCE spokesperson who said those customers should not have received bills, that they realize the residents have been through a lot. It was an unacceptable mistake. They're sorry, and they're going to make it right. I'm Emily Valdez, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
California's insurance commissioner says the people living in the areas where the wildfires are raging right now cannot be dropped by their insurers for at least a year. Pete DeVetrio reports.
The decision by Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara affects 750,000 policyholders in L.A., Orange, San Bernardino, and Riverside counties, where the governor has declared those areas to be in a state of emergency due to fires in those regions. For policyholders, Carmen Balber, executive director of Consumer Watchdog, says they can breathe a temporary sigh of relief.
The commissioner issued a moratorium on non-renewals for folks who've been affected by the recent Southern California wildfires. This is according to a state law that passed years ago, so this is a requirement for the insurance industry.
Balmer cautions policyholders, though, the moratorium doesn't fix the long-term problems with insurance availability and affordability. The only things that can change that is either direction from the commissioner or action by the legislature to mandate affordability or availability of insurance, or both. I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Another sign that conditions are improving for the Line Fire near Big Bear. Some zoo animals returning home after the fire prompted an evacuation of the Big Bear Alpine Zoo. About 50 animals, including foxes, skunks, other small mammals, and birds, had to be taken to Palm Desert 2 hours away. The animals that stayed behind, like snow leopards and bears, had access to a back room in their enclosures equipped with an HVAC system to keep the air quality high. Police want your help tracking down an attempted murder suspect in West Hollywood. Detectives looking into at least five assaults on Saturday night where a homeless man attacked men and women on Santa Monica Boulevard. The attacks were unprovoked. In one of the cases that we have been talking about, he punched a parking valet in the face, knocking him out. He then kicked the guy several times before taking off. Now, this man is known to hang around the West Hollywood area and is presumed to be homeless. State lawmakers now on day two of a special session in Sacramento. They're considering demands by Governor Newsom for a new law to curb soaring gas prices. He wants to see oil companies forced to keep supplies in reserve as a way to avoid extreme price swings. The new law is backed by the state's gas price watchdog, Ty Milder. He says one key change would avoid prices going up when the refineries conduct maintenance.
This is critical. Part of this legislation gives CEC new authority to say, if you're going offline, plan resupply. So if refiners are going offline in the wintertime, for example, maybe that resupply requirement is not as high as it is in the summertime to incentivize them to do maintenance at a better time of year.
And he says the data shows that a lack of reserves leads to price spikes.
It's just unmistakable. There is storage year-round at higher levels. And then for business decisions or otherwise, they're allowed to dip when demand is still strong at the end of the summer and we have price spikes. So the storage is there. And sometimes complexity can get in the way of very obvious data. Whatever numbers you look at, it tells the same story. We can operate at a higher baseline when price spikes are more likely, and that will prevent the price spikes.
And critics say the plan would create gas shortages and force refineries to hold on to supplies they would typically use to meet market demand. Evacuation orders have been issued for some neighborhoods in Ventura due to a potentially dangerous methane gas leak. It's in a section just blocks away from an elementary school and the beach. The source is unclear, but firefighters say the odor appears to be coming from a sewer system in the area between Bayshore and Pierpont Boulevards. A mandatory evacuation was ordered for homes nearby, a voluntary evacuation for other homes going toward the shoreline. A temporary evacuation point's been established in the lower parking lot of Ventura Community College. Nonstop News at 5 presented by My Lemon Law Lawyer. Text Lemon to 40333 for a free case review. We got a lot more coming up on Shohei Ohtani's very historic day. That's coming up as Nonstop News at 5 continues. L.A. City Councilman Kevin De Leon still dogged by the scandal over that racist tape 3 years ago. He has refused to resign and is now through to the runoff election for another term in his district against challenger Isabel Jurado, who's a relative political unknown. Charles Feldman and Margaret Carrero talked last week with De Leon about his reelection bid on our Countdown 2024 show, and we played what he had to say to his challenger today.
I don't know her at all. I've never heard of my opponent in my entire life. And I'm not trying to be tongue-in-cheek. Never heard of her in my entire life until last year. I know nothing of her or her accomplishments. The reality is the Democratic Socialists of America have put her up as a candidate. That is a reality. I don't know her at all.
Well, Isabel Jurado, who is a candidate for LA's 14th City Council District, is with us now on Countdown 2024. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts on what Kevin De Leon said on this show last week, and in particular, he made a big deal about calling you basically a Democratic Socialist, or you being supported by the... do you consider yourself a Democratic Socialist?
I'm a Democrat through and through. I've been endorsed by the Democratic Socialists of America, but I've also been endorsed by the Los Angeles County Democrats of America, who's endorsing Kamala Harris for president, and the same party that endorsed President Biden, who condemned Kevin and told him to step down, and the same party that also told him to do the same. So,
but he clearly meant it as a slap, because a lot of people, especially in the United States, they consider the word socialist almost a dirty word, even if it's preceded by the word democratic socialist.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we feel about, do you feel like he was trying to slight you, or?
I mean, I suppose. I think for me, when I take a step back and I think about the labels and the organizations, at the end of the day, we're forming a multi-generational, multiracial coalition that's focused on workers' rights, renters' rights, housing affordability. And that's why we've just gathered so much support and have a wide coalition of folks who care about our values. And that's what we've been driven by from the start and got us to where we are today. And so for me, you know, that's what it's been all about.
You know, he clearly knows you now because you two debated just a few days ago, right?
Yes, we danced, as I said.
You danced. That's a nice way of putting it.
In the middle of the debate, I said, let's dance. Because
did he take you up on it?
We definitely did the cha-cha or the tango, whichever one you want to go for it. And, you know, it was, you know, now he knows me. He knows I don't take, you know, things sitting down. And I'm really passionate about the work and that I'm not afraid to call him on his BS. And so now he knows me.
But, you know, the question that really elicited that answer that we just played for you was the question about, we live in such a time where politicians are always saying nasty things about one another. We asked him to say something nice about you, what he thought, and that was his answer. So I'm going to ask the same question of you.
So I guess that was very nice of him to say that he didn't know me at all and that I'm a nobody. That's fabulous.
But what... Can you say something? Do you have anything nice to say now that you know him and you danced with him? Can you say something nice about him?
I mean, look, I thought we had a healthy debate last, I think, Tuesday or Wednesday, and I enjoyed the sparring and the challenge, right? I think that has been the greatest thing. I think him running for his life and for his career has been the best thing that ever happened to him, because now he's being a really good council member the last 2 months before the election. So the nice thing I'll say is that I did vote for him before.
Okay.
Because I thought he held the promise. I mean, seeing a Latino person from our communities being progressive at the state was something that at the time when I was growing up, I hadn't seen a lot of that. And I was respecting that. And I respected that.
She tells us that made what she calls his betrayal even worse. Shohei Ohtani becomes the first major league player ever with 50 home runs and 50 stolen bases in the same season. We're going to dig into that coming up. Back now to the amazing first season for Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani, capped with this moment in Miami. Joe Davis with a call on Sportsnet LA as Ohtani became the first MLB player to hit more than 50 home runs and steal more than 50 bases. He actually finished on 51-51 for the game, hitting three homers and stealing two bases. We got reaction from baseball writer Bill Shaken of the LA Times.
It was what people have been waiting for all season and certainly the last couple weeks. History for the Dodgers, history for Major League Baseball, all in one moment.
I mean, how big of a deal is this? We already knew he was a superstar, right? But how big of a deal is this for Shohei and for the Dodgers, for that matter?
You know, the whole thing with Shohei is he's doing things that nobody had ever done. And for so many years with the Angels, we talked about the combination of hitting and pitching. Nobody had done that since Babe Ruth 100 years ago. And Shohei has done it for longer than Babe Ruth ever did both. He gets the Dodgers first year, signs the richest contract in North American sports history. Pressure? No, he delivered. He gave you something that nobody else has ever seen before. They played baseball since the 1800s, and nobody has ever done this in the same season.
I mean, he's really setting the bar high for himself, though, with that, isn't he?
That's what he's done, really, his whole career. You know, he had a chance when he was in Japan to decide whether he wanted to come to the major leagues at the time he came over to the Angels, or stay a couple more years. And the reason he would have stayed a couple more years is because he could have made a couple hundred million more dollars because of the quirk in the Japanese and Major League arrangement as far as when players can transfer from one league to the other. And a lot of people, I think, quite selfishly and honestly really would say, yeah, you know, I don't mind waiting a couple of years. That's a good payoff. And he said, you know, I don't care. I want to play against the best. And clearly it paid off for him. And now it's paid off for the Dodgers.
And it really feels like he's put that whole gambling scandal behind him with his former interpreter, right?
Yeah. I mean, in terms of everything that he's gone through, not only did he have the pressure of the highest contract in North American sports history, but, you know, your first month of games with the team, and you find out that the guy who's been closest to your whole time in America has been stealing millions of dollars from you. And he did put it behind him. And in some ways, Dave Roberts, the Dodger manager, said it actually helped in the way that there wasn't that barrier to get to Shohei anymore in the interpreter. Now he was just kind of like one of the guys.
A former World Series champion pitcher Pedro Martinez talked about the Dodger superstar on the MLB Network.
Ohtani is unique. 6'6". About 220 pounds, can run better than anybody that you can probably find in the big leagues, with the exception of maybe Eli De La Cruz.
Yeah.
He has the instincts to steal bases. He has the power to hit homers. He has the ability to hit for average, power, everything. When you want to see a complete player, you talk about Shohei Ohtani.
The Dodgers won the game. Are you ready for the final score? 20-4. That's a baseball score. 5:20 now. Time for a look at your money. Bloomberg's Joan Doniger.
Wall Street had a bit of a disappointment after the Federal Reserve cut interest rates by 0.5%, after Fed Chair Jay Powell said not to expect cuts of that size every time. Today, they got over it and sent the Dow and S&P to record closes, all three averages up 1.25% to 2.5%. The Dow rose 522 points to 42,025. The S&P added 95, closing at 5714. The NASDAQ gained 441. Macy's is hiring for the holidays. It's looking for more than 31,500 seasonal workers, both full and part-time. Macy's is planning 4 nationwide hiring events. More of us are going back to the office to work, and the National Coffee Association says it's seeing that in the amount of coffee drinking taking place outside the home. For the first time since January of 2020, the trade group says more than a third of those of us who drink coffee on a past day basis did so outside the home. I'm Bloomberg's Joan Doniger, KNX News 97.1 FM.
That's your nonstop news at 5 for Thursday, September 19th, presented by My Lemon Law Lawyer. Text LEMON to 40333 for a free case review.